Unit 8. Recording 2.
Big data is set to become one of the greatest sources of power in the 21st century. So, how is big data going to change things for us in the future?
Well, the amount of data we produce is enormous, and it's already being used for all kinds of things, many of which I'm sure you know about, but a few that maybe you don't. First of all, let's look at healthcare. Big data is being used to help predict epidemics, like flu epidemics, by looking at what people search for on the internet. For example, people searching for flu symptoms on Google and looking at who is absent from work. Then, by looking at travel data about where people are likely to travel to, experts try to work out where the disease is going to spread to. In the future, big data will be used to cure diseases like cancer by very carefully matching the patient to the exact type of treatment that will help them, by monitoring people more closely so that we can detect cancer in its very early stages. So, with the devices people wear on their arms, which monitor levels of activity, nutrition, sleep patterns, blood pressure, all of this information can go towards helping to prevent illness before it happens. You know, the work that was done to decode the human genome, it took more than 10 years to complete. With big data, that same work can be done in just 26 hours. So it's really speeding things up in the area of scientific research.
That's amazing. So data in healthcare enables us to predict when there might be a problem and find cures for diseases.
Hopefully. That's right.
And in what other areas is big data having an impact?
Another interesting area is crime prevention. Police forces in California are using big data to help reduce crime rates. They use the data to help predict where crime is likely to occur and then send officers to the scene before the crime actually happens. When the police officers arrive at the scene where the crime is about to happen, it reduces the chances of the crime happening. And it really works. In some areas, they have managed to reduce the crime rate by 33%.
So big data is actually making us safer.
You could say that, yeah.
What about love? Big data is being used by online dating websites, is that right?
Yes. Online dating is another area where it's important to make accurate predictions. Information gathered from people's social networks allows companies to make much more accurate predictions of whether two people will get on well with each other. Do they like doing the same kind of things, for example? It's incredibly easy to predict a person's personality and behaviour based on their Facebook data. Companies are able to accurately predict your intelligence, personality traits, age, gender, and even religious views based on the information you share on Facebook.
I see. And that information can then be used to help find a love match.
Exactly. Sport is another one. Video analytics can track a player's performance, so every player in a football match or a baseball game is tracked to see how well they are performing. The coach then uses the information to decide who is going to play in the next match. Many sports teams even track their athletes outside the sporting environment too, using smart technology to track their nutrition and sleep, but also to monitor social media conversations, allowing them to observe the emotional well-being of the players.
I'm not sure about that. It seems a bit intrusive to me. I mean, the players ought to be able to have a private social life without being spied on, surely.
Yes, maybe.
And what about smart cities? What are the plans there?
Yes, data analytics are being used in cities to help control traffic. So, in the future, you'll probably never get stuck in a traffic jam because the analytics will find the best route for you to travel. In fact, by redirecting the traffic, the system will try to ensure there are no traffic jams. And the chances are you won't be driving your own car either. It'll be driving itself.
That sounds a bit scary. There are bound to be problems if machines are in charge of everything, don't you think?
Yes, I think a lot of people do find it scary. But believe me, big data is due to change the world. And I think it will be for the better.